Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my scholarship drive. My name is Patrick Cook, and I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served the United States Army for over 12 years, and I matriculated from the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs with a bachelor's degree in computer science and master's degree in computer science. Now, after 6 years, I have decided to go back to school. So as a consequence, I've applied to a few schools in Texas, and I am very excited to announce that I have been accepted into the PhD program at Texas Tech University, which brings me to today's show. Today, I am conducting a scholarship drive, right? I'm really doing it for a few reasons. Number one, the student loan debt has really bankrupted a lot of people. And to be quite honest with you, I really don't want to go back into that type of debt. Now, I've taken everything that I knew how and prepared myself academically to be able to put myself in this position. And so now I'm trying to put myself in a better financial position so that I continue to further my education. Now, a couple of things that I'm doing outside of this show is I'm applying for scholarships. Of course, I have a job and I'm working to pay for school. But I'm also asking for donations. And so that is why I am reaching out to the Blog Talk Radio community. I'm reaching out on social media. I'm going to put together a YouTube video. I'm going to be blogging about it. I'm going to be using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, every vehicle that I know that's possible to kind of help me reach this goal. I started the show today by talking about me being an Iraqi war veteran and the fact that I served my country for over 12 years and went overseas, served in combat, jumped out of helicopters, and done a lot of good things. And, you know, so it's not like I am reaching out because I haven't provided for myself, but I've done a lot of things out there. But you know, the reality is college is so expensive nowadays. But yet and still, it really takes some level of education in order to really put yourself in a position to do well in this society. And so that's why, again, I'm reaching out to the community to try to take advantage of all of the different vehicles that are available to me so I can be able to conduct this aspiration of mine. And then the other thing that I want to talk about really is the fact that, you know, when I look at how many people that are pursuing education or higher education, especially when it talks about minorities in engineering, is very few out there. So I think by me taking this approach or at least putting forth an effort to attain this PhD, I think that I could be able to bring a lot to this field, especially when it comes to engineering. My background is in engineering, as I said earlier. I actually have a bachelor's degree and master's degree in computer science, and my work up until this point has been primarily in security. And so I've been doing things like securing network protocols. I've been doing things along the line of message-level security. And what that really means is anytime that you're sending messages across the internet that uses your transport layer, i.e. HTTP, then it uses a secure protocol, especially for banking, especially if you're sharing sensitive information. And, you know, look at the things that are happening in the medical field as they get ready to move in that direction. And so I want to expand my knowledge in this particular area and really be more of take an innovative approach to doing some things. So I have a couple of ideas that I want to introduce into this field. But again, in order for me to do that, I really need your support. And so I'm reaching out in every way possible. Again, I'm going to be using Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm going to be blogging about it. You know, all of these different vehicles to try to help, you know, gain the necessary funds in order for me to go to college. And so you can go out to my blog right now, and it's TaylorMade Talk Radio. That's TaylorMade Talk Radio. blogspot.com. And if you look over there on the blog, you'll see a donate button. And you can donate anything that your heart desires. Now, I'm not asking for, you know, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars per individual. Anything that you can provide in this journey will be helpful. Again, all of the different things that I'm putting forth is really I'm applying for scholarships. I also have an occupation or career that I also will be helping paying. I'm also asking for donations and to go out there and donate again. That site is TaylorMade. talkradio.blogspot.com. That's TaylorMade Talk Radio, all one word, .blogspot.com. You know, I was talking earlier about, you know, why I'm taking this approach. You know, I mentioned about student loan debt. You know, it is really a travesty for us to nowadays to go to college and to try to attain the necessary education in this information age, but yet and still we have to really mortgage our life, you know, by going into student and getting these big student loans. And so I really don't want to do that anymore. I've done that for undergraduate. I've done that for my master's degree. So I'm trying to take a different approach. I'm preparing, you know, every way possible to get an education that's going to be pretty much comparable to my career. In this industry, software engineering, engineering in general, it's a progressive science, which means that it will always evolve. You will always be learning. Things change so rapidly. If you look at the Facebook phenomenon and you look at the Twitter phenomenon, you can tell that things constantly change. And who knows what's around the corner. But what I can almost guarantee, regardless of the technology, we're going to be more and more cognizant of how do we secure our communications between each other. Now, I think this particular technology that I'm trying to develop is going to be particularly interesting to people that want to communicate in a secure fashion, such that, you know, any email message that they send across the net, any type of SMS, Twitter message, or Facebook message, and if they wanted to go to a certain person, it would be nice for only that person with the proper key, if you will, would be able to view that message. You know, a lot of cases, I know it's unfortunate that people, you know, try to, you know, do certain things and get away with certain messages and things like that. But there's also some good reasons, a good rationale for providing secure messaging. You know, if I want to talk to, you know, my son or my wife or my spouse or anybody in a secure fashion because I'm not there, and maybe I want to send them some banking account information. Maybe I want to send them some medical records from me to her on my mobile device. And right now, there's no secure way to do that without somebody going back in and be able to trace that or pull that information off your phone. And we can find that through when you look at the scandals that take place over the internet, and they go back and they scrape all these messages, and they can tell you who said what time they did this here and that. I mean, true, and you know, the fact of the matter is, you don't want to be putting yourself in a situation like that. But when I'm talking to somebody, I want some level of confidence that, you know, my communication with that individual is secure in some fashion. I don't always want my messages to be, you know, be scrutinized by the public. I don't always want everybody to know what I'm saying to a friend or a family member. So it's incumbent upon us to look at these type of technologies, and that's what I expect to explore during my time as I get ready to move in this PhD arena. So again, if you really want to kind of help with this journey, because it really takes a village, right? No man is an island entire of itself. Each one is a part of the main. And so the reality is, you know, it would be kind of silly of me to think I can go upon this journey without depending on my friends and my family and my church members, my colleagues at work, my Facebook quote-unquote friends, my associates, because it's going to take a community of people to really help me along this journey, because some of the responsibilities I had prior to taking on this journey will have to slow down a little bit. And so when you're looking at all the things that I'm going to do now and all of the responsibilities as being a mentor, as teaching Sunday school, as being a community organizer, as all of the things that I'm involved in now, some of those things will have to decrease. My responsibilities will have to decrease. So not only will I be, you know, won't be able to give back as much, I will also won't be available as much. And so, again, I am really on a journey to really do something that's really great, innovative. You know, you always hear about African-American males doing all this negativity. You see them in the news in a negative light. And so I want to make sure that at least I deposit my part of society that's going to be a positive note, that's going to give people a positive viewpoint. And then, again, it can be, I want to be innovative. I want to be creative. I want to put something out there that the entire public can use. And, of course, it puts me and all of the people that helped me along this journey in a really good position. So let's say I'm the next big Facebook guy, right? I mean, all of the people that helped me along this journey will be a part of this ride as well. So it's not just about me trying to do me, but it's me trying to get as many as much help as I can along this journey. Again, my name is Patrick Cook. If you just tuned in, I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served in the United States Army for over 12 years. I'm matriculated from the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs with a bachelor's in science and a master's degree in computer science. And after 6 years, I have decided to go back to school. And as a consequence, I applied to a few schools in Texas. And I am excited to announce that I have been accepted into the PhD program at Texas Tech, which brings me to today's show. It looks like I have a caller on the line. I'm going to go to this caller and take a call. And if you want to call in, the number to dial is 323-580-5712. Once again, the number is 323-580-5712. I'm going to take a call. Caller 5122, your mic is hot.
Hey, Patrick Cook, it's Carol Wilson here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fabulous here, one of your biggest supporters. So proud of you in your journey to further your education. Big step, a lot of work, but we're really behind you. And had a couple ideas for you.
Okay.
Of course, people donating or whatever, every little bit helps, as my grandma used to say. My thoughts were possibly we can get together and talk about doing some fundraising events, some silent auctions, possibly. I know I can get some items from some of the vendors around, store owners and so forth and so on in my area. So something to chew on. And also, you really need to get together with Mr. Stewart on the telecom, because that is his line of expertise. And interesting, you said should say security, because that's kind of what he's doing some research on that now. Anyway, I'll give you the contact information later, but y'all really need to talk, seriously.
All right, that's awesome. And Ms. Fit Pro is your show, Fitness 360 with Ms. Fit Pro. Is your show that airs every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And, Carol, I really appreciate you calling in and giving me that vital information. I will definitely take you upon that, because I wrote down here the things that I'm already doing, like applying for scholarships. Of course, I have a job, which I have a career, which is going to also help chip in a little bit, too. I'm asking for donations, but I'm also writing down here, based on your recommendations, your suggestions is to do fundraising, silent auctions, and you talked a little bit about vendors. Again, I really appreciate that. I'm really serious about this journey, because when I looked at my undergraduate in computer science, I was working just like I'm working now, and I have to help put myself through school. But because of you know, me, because of the cost of college and because of what I was pursuing, a degree in engineering, it was really expensive. And the student loans were just devastating. I mean, it's very hard to pay for an engineering type of education. I mean, it's, you know, to be quite honest, to go to a real credible, accredited, ABET accredited school, it really takes a lot. So I really appreciate that. You want to talk a little bit about your show before you go?
I will do that. There was one more. Oh, yes. My one more thing was, and I'm sorry it's so noisy. I'm trying to listen and communicate with you as I'm running errands. All I can say is thank God for smartphones. So,
no, that's right. Technology.
Technology is fabulous. You know I love it. So my other thing was, I know personally I have a fairly decent following, and I would love to, if you have some kind of a page or a site set up for your donations or your fundraiser, I would love to post it on all of my, you know, my network out there, whatever, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, my website, you know, my blog, whatever. Build some more awareness, maybe get some more help, and I'm sure some other of your supporters will be happy to do the same thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, right now, I manage, again, you know, trying to help pay for college. I manage several blogs and, you know, a couple of different Twitter accounts, and, you know, trying to help pay for school. And so I didn't want to create another blog, so I'm going to be using the one that I already have out there with current events, because I have about almost 100,000 hits on that particular site. So I'm going to use that as a vehicle to kind of help, you know, again, extend another opportunity for me to try to help raise some funds to go to school. And so I will send you that link, and then if you look on the right-hand side of the blog, you'll see a donate button, and it's pretty simple. You go there and you click on the button, and it provides you, the option to donate whatever your heart desires. So, you know, it can be anything. It just says college scholarship drive. I mean, it's just something simple, and you click on the donate button, and then you know, people can donate what their heart desires.
Okay, so I guess my is it a question? I'm not sure. Can I somehow share that link on, you know, on my sites, my various sites?
Absolutely. All you would do is just put out, you would just explain that there's a college scholarship drive at this particular blog site, and, you know, they can just go and click on the college scholarship drives right on the right-hand corner.
Okay. Is there any way to make it like a permanent fixture?
Yep, it is. It is. It's a permanent fixture on the right-hand side.
Okay, we can talk about it later. I don't really want to take up all of your time on your show, but we can talk about it later. But, yeah, I just wanted to see if maybe I could just post it up somewhere and just have it be there for, you know, some duration to bring some awareness to your cause.
Well, again, you know, every little bit helps. I mean, I'm trying different, you know, vehicles again to kind of help defray the cost. I'm not sure how much I'll do. You know, I was noticing that, you know, surely people are going out supporting George Zimmerman. He raised $200,000 for his cause of a defense. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to get nowhere near that to kind of help me pay for school. But, I mean, if he can do something like that, you know, and I'm trying to do something I think is a positive thing for me and the community at large, then surely I can raise something to help defray the cost, even if it's enough to buy a semester worth of books. You know, I mean, those things are a significant cost savings when you can help do that. So every little bit count, and so whatever you do, I really, really appreciate it.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm you know, in full support, so if there's anything I can do, just let me know, and with that, I will let you go. And
okay, before you go, I want the people to know that tune in, you know, about tell them a little bit about your show on Wednesday night. I think it was
got off focus. Okay, so Fitness 360 with Miss Fitpro kind of utilizes my 15 plus years of health and fitness experience. pretty diverse experience, actually. And so I want to just create some solution opportunities for people to live a more healthy, balanced life. People need to start thinking up their questions or their struggles or their challenges or whatever is keeping them from getting where they need to be or reaching their goals, because I am absolutely here to answer questions for them. And if I don't know, excuse me, even though I know a lot, don't know everything, if I don't know, I know a bunch of people who know a lot of stuff, and if they don't know, I'll find out for them. Wednesday at 6 p.m., and people need to tune in because it's going to be informative and ton of fun.
Awesome.
So thank you for that, Patrick, and best of luck. And, again, we'll be talking soon.
All right. I really appreciate you calling in again. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was the lovely Carol Wilson. And she, of course, is the host of Miss Fit Pro, or what I should say, Fitness 360 with Miss Fit Pro. And she's an awesome resource when it comes to health and wellness. And, you know, I'm just going to say just fitness all around. I mean, fitness is more, in my eyes, of just, you know, your physical body. I mean, there's a mental fitness. There's a financial fitness. There's a fitness that we all are associate ourselves with our body and you know, in our exercises and weight loss. But she provides a real holistic view of fitness. And so that's why I think she's an awesome resource for that. And again, tune in on Wednesday. On Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. So I think you'll really get more than you deserve from that particular show. So, again, if you're just tuning in, I want to talk a little bit about why I'm doing this show. Most of you may know me from Current Events with Patrick Cook, but, again, my name is Patrick Cook, and I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served in the United States Army for over 12 years, and I'm matriculated from the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in computer science. Now, after 6 years, I have decided to go back to school, and as a consequence, I applied to a few schools in Texas, and I'm excited to announce that I have been accepted into the PhD program at Texas Tech University, which brings me to today's show. Why am I here today? Well, I'm here because of three reasons, right? One, I really don't want to go in debt pursuing my dream. I really don't want to go in debt pursuing an education, which, you know, and it's tough enough studying, making the grade, preparing yourself, doing all the things that are necessary to be able to even get into a college, let alone a PhD program in engineering. So I've done, I've made the necessary preparations. You know, I've stayed up the long hours. I participated in all the events, and I've been a part of all the activities. And now I am going, after being accepted into this program, I am now trying to pay for the school, because that's the second piece that, you know, after you prepare yourself, I mean, you know, academically, you need to now prepare yourself financially. And so that's what I'm doing. That's why today's show is so important. And some of the measures that I've taken, of course, is applying for scholarships. I think it's very important to take a more holistic view of your financial responsibility when it comes to college. You know, I don't want to, you know, people will argue on both sides of having the government pay for your particular education. You know, if I'm, allotted some monies and from funding for that, you know, I would surely love to help defray the cost for me to go to school. But I'm also working, too. I have a full-time job. I have a family. I have responsibilities. I have a second job, which I'm trying to – I'm a small business owner, entrepreneur, trying to raise awareness of the technologies that's going to be really the future. And I use that word lightly, because really the technology is here now. And I'm trying to work with people so they can be able to use this technology effectively to sell their service or sell their products. And so, you know, I'm doing several things that I can to help pay for school. And then finally, I'm asking for donations, which brings me to while I'm here today. I'm a big proponent of asking for what you want. And so right now I'm asking for donations. You know, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be open to you. And so I'm asking, seeking, and knocking for everything that that I think that has prepared me to conduct this journey onto a program that I really, truly believe this has been my calling because of all the didactic pieces that I've been involved in, all the pedagogical components that I've been a part of. I took a sabbatical from engineering about 5 years ago, and I, after being in engineering, after being in the military, I went back to my high school, and I taught math. I taught geometry. I taught calculus. I taught algebra. And so giving back to the community has always been near and dear to my heart. So although I was, you know, getting paid an engineering salary, I took a sabbatical and went back to school and went to school on a teacher's and lived on a teacher's salary, which is not a bad thing, but it was not what I was making. So I took a pay cut basically to go back and give to the community in which I was raised in. And what made me do that really is the fact that I was in Colorado. I had just got out of the military. I had after being in for a while. And while I was in Colorado, I was at Fort Carson. I was traveling around the world, doing a whole lot of things that I mentioned earlier. And I was providing a lot of support to the community there, which was my responsibility, I thought. I think it is incumbent upon all professional and non-professional people, if they have, some skill, that they should be able to give back. So I would go down to the community center. I would go down to the churches, and I would give back. I would help the little kids or the big kids in math. I was teaching Sunday school. I was just doing a whole lot. We did Bible boot camps. I would go out and participate with the Kappas, and we were doing things along those lines with Kappa League and a tutoring program that we did in the afternoons, in the evenings rather. And so after doing that for several years, I was saying, you know, it would be really nice if I was able to give back to the community in which raised me. And so, you know, after the Lord put it on my heart to go out and really search myself to see if that's something that I could afford to do, then, you know, I did it. I mean, you know, I really stepped out on faith. I said, well, you know, to really be where I'm at as an engineer, to go back as a teacher was really difficult for me, but the Lord put on my heart to go do that. So, and I did. And so I went back to Anniston High School. And so all of the kids that I was had the pleasure to come in contact with really changed my life, gave me a newfound respect for teachers. I understood what they go through. I understand what they go through now. And so it was really a blessing to me. And I always tell the story about me being there and this young lady that was having some difficulty learning math. And every year she would go and take the what they call the Alabama High School Graduation Exam, the AHSE. And so AGSE. And so after taking this particular test three or four times every semester, she did not pass. She had passed all the pieces but the math part. And so she was a senior, and I said, you know, I'll spend extra time to stay after school and to help as many of you prepare for this exam as I can. And I did. For the entire school year, I would stay after school. I would go out and I would help the little kids. Well, they weren't little kids. They were teenagers and young adults, basically, because it was high school. And so they would come, and then we would go over the lesson time and time again. And so she took the test in the fall, and she was really, really close to making it. And then in the spring, when she took the spring exam, she went to go get her results, and I can hear her hollering down the hallway, Mr. Cook, and she was hollering. And then in the school, in this environment, now I can tell you that it was in a urban neighborhood, if you know what I mean. And so, I mean, if someone running down the hall yelling your name, you never know what the situation is. But she ran into the classroom and just jumped up and down because she had passed the Alabama High School graduation exam, which means that she was going to graduate with a diploma and be able to go to college. And so, you know, out of all of the things that I endured that year, it was like God put me in that particular situation for that particular young girl and was able to her to go to college. She's gone on to do many, many, many great things now. She's, I believe she's graduated from college now with a degree. So, you know, and they had labeled her all kind of, gave her all these titles and things of that nature. But I knew deep down in her heart that she had, because she would try harder than anybody. So, but it was just a matter of people not really putting in the time and effort, because she had the ability the whole time. And so I bring that story up because the truth of the matter is, you know, I've done a lot to prepare myself for this particular moment. And so now I really want to, you know, to put myself in a position where I can continue to give more. And I believe that me going through this particular program would put me in a better position to be able to be more innovative, to be able to really deposit something to society that I think will last and endure for many, many decades and centuries to come. Because the technology that I really want to pursue can affect our everyday lives. And how often is it that, you know, that you come in contact with a person that really could provide that type of a technology, or have or be able to be in a position to be able to provide that type of technology? And so here I am. I'm really at the doorstep, if you will. I'm you know, I've been accepted. I'm going to post the acceptance letter out on my blog here within the next couple of days as well. And it's a premier program. It's a program in engineering. And during my orientation, my professor said I have an opportunity to select any of the professors that's going to be in the line of work that I'm pursuing. And so, lo and behold, I have a couple of professors right now that I'm really eyeing to be able to help me pursue this particular dream. And in fact, I called my professor that was my advisor for my master's degree in computer science, and I call him Dr. Chow. He's at the University of Colorado. Great individual. Just love him to death. I mean, we worked so many late hours going through my graduate work, and so I just love him to death. And so I called him up. I told him I was accepted into the program. So we're going to talk about, you know, what the new innovative approaches to security, and we're going to try to pursue that. Because if you look at where society is going, if you look at everything is really moving to more mobile devices, you really want to be able to do things in a secure fashion. You know, and it's unfortunate that we're in this cyber warfare, you know, and people, viruses on your system. You people are in a situation where their accounts are hacked. You get these falsified emails because people are sending you emails after they've snooped somebody else's accounts. Many of the unreported bank hits on accounts. All of these things are happening right before our eyes. So that's why the government is spending so much money on what they call cyber warfare. And so it is incumbent upon us to really, as we get ready to move into this mobile world where everything will be at our fingertips, that we do it in a secure fashion. And so some of the things that I'm really pursuing is basically around the notion of, if you have an iPad and I have a mobile device and I want to be able to communicate with you, then we should be able to securely talk or share information. I should be able to not worry about me putting in my data, in my email data, and perhaps my bank account, and worried about it being hacked, because so many times it is being hacked in a lot of different ways we know about. You may have heard about the group Anonymous. Anonymous are really in the game of security. And so they're doing things sometimes in a malicious fashion, sometimes for the sake of just doing it. I mean, you know, they might want to expose somebody, or somebody's going after them. They may want to, you know, tell them, hey, don't mess with me. But it's just so many different areas in which security is really the next big thing. And so I have a couple of ideas because I'm really involved in it on a daily basis at my job now, while I'm doing things around what they call X509 certificates, that is public key cryptography. And so and when I was in graduate school, I did a lot of things around cryptography. And so cryptography has its roots in a very complex mathematics. And as a result, computers and cryptography kind of complement each other. Today's advanced cryptography operation involves mind-boggling amounts of mathematical calculations, and computers performing these calculations exponentially faster than they could a long time ago. So that is why I've been really involved in mathematics, teaching math, calculus, and geometry and algebra. Those things were kind of second nature to me. But because of my math background and because of the things I'm doing in cryptography now, I'm really ready to take those two concepts to the next level, to be able to provide some really great ideas that I have to the next level. But it's very hard to get for your ideas to have legs or to get traction if you don't have that title, if you don't have the backing of a major corporation or a major university. So I get an opportunity now by going into the program, to the PhD program, to really produce some original work that will stand the test of time, that will be able to stand up against my peers as they get ready to read my work and they take my work through scrutiny, because they get a chance to publish it in a journal. Then I get an opportunity to present this work. I have an opportunity to now take this idea and then maybe commercialize it, or to be able to monetize this idea and to be able to move this in a great way forward. But again, all of these things have been boiling, have been brewing inside me. And so now it's time for it to manifest as something that's real, something that's tangible, something that's going to be exciting for the larger community. And again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Patrick Cook, and I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served in the United States Army for over 12 years, and I'm matriculated from the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs with a bachelor's and master's degree in computer science. Now, after 6 years, I have decided to go back to school, and as a consequence, I've applied to a few schools in Texas, and I'm excited to announce that I have been accepted into the PhD program at Texas Tech University, which brings me to today's show. Now, I am trying to raise money to help defray the cost of going and pursuing a PhD education at the Texas Tech University, and I'm asking for donations. Again, I always go to the fact that, if you don't ask for the sale, people will never know in a situation where you need it. I'm not too big enough where I want. What I know the reality is, paying for college is expensive. Paying for a graduate degree is even more expensive. And paying for a PhD, man, you wouldn't believe the cost. And so I'm taking several approaches to pay for this particular opportunity that I had, that God has blessed me with. One, I'm applying for scholarships. Two, I have a full-time career and job that's going to help defray the cost. And thirdly, I'm asking for donations. And I've had a very wonderful person call in, Carol. And she has also gave me some suggestions about fundraising, silent auctions, and vendors and things of that nature. And so I am really going to take her up on that. And she's also asked me to get with Mr. Stewart and for us to kind of maybe do some collaboration. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take every opportunity to do whatever I can to put myself in the best possible position to be successful. And, I have quite a few months remaining before it's time. And so if you want to go out and provide some type of donations or some type of assistance, I'm asking you to go to TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. That web address is TAILORMAD as in Delta, E as in Echo, TaylorMade, all one word, TalkRadio.blogspot.com. TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. And when you go over there, you'll see a little button on the right-hand side that says College Scholarship Drive. And just click the button, donate. Just donate whatever your heart desire. I'm going to be reaching out to all of the people on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Blog Talk Radio, my colleagues at work, the people that I went to college with, my friends, my family. And I'm going to be reaching all of the different scholarship opportunities out there by fraternities, sororities, social groups, organizations out there. Every opportunity I get to help defray the cost, I'm going to be asking for. And I'm not afraid to ask. And the good book says, ask and you shall receive, seeking you shall find, and knock, and it shall be opened to you. So I'm asking, seeking, knocking, that I get what I need to go to school. And I have full confidence that the Lord will supply my needs. So I'm not worried about it. I'm, you know, faith without works is dead. So I have faith, but I'm working too hard. You know, I've done everything that I can. I've prepared myself educationally. I've taken all the right tests. I've been accepted into the right opportunity. I prepared myself. I made the grades. I stayed up late at night, you know, doing all the studying. So put myself in a position. Again, faith without works. I've worked to get this, and now I have faith enough that it's going to happen for me. And so that's why I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out in every social media vehicle that I have that's available to me to be able to do this. And so, again, the address is TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. That's TaylorMade TalkRadio.blogspot.com. And over there on the right-hand side, you'll see College Scholarship Drive. And just click Donate. So, you know, I talked a little bit about student loan debt. You know, it is really sad that the president is walking around, I mean, you know, flying around to these universities trying to get Congress to get them to not increase the rates double what it is now. But the reality is it may go up. So, you know, they're trying to pass legislation right now to be able to do that. But if they do, if it goes up, it means it doubles. That means it could increase your already, you know, what you owe, you know, two or three fold. And so it's unfortunate that, you know, hey, this has become the next bubble. But the reality is it's on its way. I mean, we had the tech bubble. And then shortly after the tech bubble, we had the housing bubble. And the housing bubble was pretty much coupled with credit card debt. And so now the next big bubble is student loans. And I really don't want to be in a position where I have to mortgage my life just because I want to pursue my dreams in education. I want to pursue my dreams in engineering, I should say, and to be able to go out there and be innovative. You know, we used to be a very innovative society. The burden of, you know, of $100,000 college education wasn't upon the regular guy. You know, the $100,000 education were for those people that went to Harvard, Yale, you know, MIT. And quite frankly, they could afford it because of all of the, you know, things they did. And so, you know, I was unfortunate. I was not fortunate enough to come from that type of background, but I was fortunate enough to come from a background where I had a family that really loved me. You know, just because we didn't have that type of money doesn't mean that I was lacking in education, lacking in love, lacking in comfort. I was not lacking in anything, but we just did not have the financial means. And so by being raised in that fashion doesn't make me less than a person. It doesn't put me in a position that they were in. And so by no stretch of the imagination that I say that that's a bad thing or a good thing for them or me. But it's just the reality. So, I mean, you know, as I move towards this particular campaign, this scholarship drive to really raise the funds that I think is necessary for me to go to school and not really mortgage my life away because I have this unique opportunity. I prepare myself in a really efficient manner to be able to negotiate a PhD. And so here I am. I'm at the doorstep. And I really want to take advantage of that. And I don't want finances to be a barrier. And I know finances won't be a barrier because I'm going to be, you know, every week, day in and day out, pursuing, you know, every avenue to make sure that I have the best opportunity to succeed. And money won't be a problem. Again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Patrick Cook, and I am an Iraqi War veteran. I served in the United States Army for 12 years, 11 months, and 15 days. I'm matriculated from the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in computer science. And after 6 years, I've decided to go back to school. And I'm so excited, so very excited that I am have been accepted to the into the PhD program at Texas Tech University. And a lot of people, you know, may ask, you know, why a PhD in such a technical field? You know, when I was actually in school, and my cousin, I love him to death, you know, and both his wife as well, they used to always call me the professor. And so people still do that. That name kind of stuck to me because I'm always in a position where I'm sharing, my life experiences with people. And if they haven't been involved in some of the things, I don't mind taking the time out to teach them. You know, I think that it is always good to share your knowledge. It's always good to kind of, you know, to help people out because you never know when you're going to need that help. Because I'm not well versed in fitness, right? So if I need something, because I've been generous to Carol, she'll be more than happy to tell me, you know, help me out in fitness, you know. And so I think it's a share and share alike thing. And so that's why I'm so, willing to give people the information that I have. Now, of course, I am, you know, trying to raise money for school. And so the funds that I am, you know, that I am raising will be going towards that. But yet and still, you know, if people, you know, come to me in the right way, I do what I can. I mean, I'm not. You know, and it could be to a fault sometimes because I know that I have needs, just like everybody else has needs. But sometimes it's the Lord put in your heart to kind of work with that person, regardless of who it is, you know, you just do it. And so I just follow my heart. And so, but here I am now, you know, I'm asking for the support of the community. I'm asking for, you know, donations to help defray the cost of college. I spent a lot of money in student loans going to undergraduate and graduate school. I really don't want to put myself in a position where I have to do that, mortgage my life off, mortgage my son's future off, and to go pursue an education. Because, you know, the higher you go in education, the more opportunity will be available to you. And so here I am now at the cusp of a great opportunity. I'm going to be pursuing something in security. I have a couple of ideas on which route I want to take. Starting in the month of June, I'm going to be going to a few seminars, and I'm going to be reading some journals of the PhDs that are already in the field, seeing the things that are more challenging to them, and I'm going to be trying to tackle some of those problems early. You know, I want to go ahead and start making headway with those that are in the field. I need to be able to start establishing relationships with those people, because those are the ones that I'm going to be working with to make this really new creative technology that I think is going to have a profound impact on the society. If you didn't know, the PhD program is something that you really have to produce original work, and your work has to be pretty much vetted by your peers in the program. So all of the PhD programs in my field, when I submit my work to the journal, they have to approve it or disapprove it. They get together, they read it, they look at the facts, they look at the data, they look at the what we call the limits, you know, how it reaches zero or how it reaches infinity. And so they look at all of these, they take these measures, and they get in, they vote and says, yes, this is good work, or they vote it down and says it's not ready. And so I need to be in a position so I can be preparing myself for that type of scrutiny with my work. And I'm proud to say that I'm ready for it. You know, I've been in the industry for well over a decade now. And I've noticed that every year I've improved in the amount of knowledge I have because I had a great opportunity to kind of switch jobs within the same company. And so I started out as like most engineers, writing code, software programming. And then I went from software programming in such a very, I want to say, old language like Ada, in Ada 93 to be exact. And then I went from Ada to Java, and then I went from Java to SOA, service-oriented architectures. And when I moved in that particular arena, I really was starting to be on the leading edge because I was in the research and development arm of the organization. And being in that particular arm, you're really working on future technologies. So that particular opportunity has really catapulted my career forward up to this point. So I have a very, very in-depth knowledge of web services and web services technology. And then when I went to go to graduate school, I was able to apply that web services technology and then use that with the security technologies. And now my work has been profoundly accepted by my peers in the things that I'm doing in web services and the things that I'm doing in security. So I'm really excited about the promise of this particular opportunity. I just can't wait to be able to do this work. Again, my name is Patrick Cook, and I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served in the United States Army for over 12 years, and I'm matriculated from the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in computer science. Now, after 6 years, I've decided to go back to school. Now, as a consequence, I've applied to a few schools in Texas. Now, I'm excited to announce that I've been accepted into the PhD program at Texas Tech University, which brings me to today's show. I'm here trying to raise funds to help defray the cost of my education. Now, quite naturally, most people that have pursued a degree try to go to some college, whether it was a four-year university or a community college, know that it costs to go to school. And so you can only go so far with federal aid in a lot of cases. So you especially when you start pursuing degrees in engineering, law, medicine, because the degrees are extended courses that one takes in a lot of cases. And so I really don't want to go into debt, and I don't want to mortgage my future off by going to pursuing this. And I'm going to be pursuing a PhD in something that I could be truly innovative with. Somehow I'll be able to share a technology that will be used around the world to be quite honest with you. It's going to be used around the world. And I can assure you that once the technology has been published and released, that it would have gone through the scrutiny of all of the PhDs in my particular field, all of the ones that vet your work, all the ones that check all the data and all they look at everything that you do. So which really puts me in a good position because I know it would have stood the test of time. So I'm very excited about this opportunity, but I need your help. I'm asking for you to donate to this particular scholarship fund. And again, you can go out to TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com, and that's TaylorMade, D as in Delta, E as in Echo, Talk Radio, TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. And if you look over on the right-hand side, you'll see what they call Scholarship Drive, College Scholarship Drive. And when you look over there, you just click Donate. And all it would do is bring you up, and you can just donate whatever your heart desires, right? And so you can really put it gives you College Scholarship Drive as the purpose, and you can click donation amount, and then you can update the total. And then once you do that, you just, you know, just send your payment over, and we'll make sure that we put it to good use. So we are really trying to really put ourselves in a position to be successful for this particular opportunity. Again, if you really want to participate in helping me reach this goal, basically, just go to TaylorMadeTalkRadio.blogspot.com. That's TaylorMade, D as in Delta, E as in Echo, TalkRadio.blogspot.com. So I'm trying to do this in several different ways. Not just one. I'm applying for scholarships. I have a career. I'm working to pay for school as well. You know, I have a second job where I have I'm a small business owner, entrepreneur, where I'm working with social media marketing, leadership and leadership training, and also doing computer and technology workshops. And so all of these things I'm trying to do to kind of make sure that I can put myself in the best possible position to be able to go to school full time and really pursue this innovative work. right? But I'm also asking for donations, right? I'm asking for you to kind of help out with the cause. I've you know, through undergraduate and through graduate school, of course, it costs, and you know, I was able to do as well as I could. But I mean, I'm still in a position where I'm going to be needing funds to pay for this PhD program. And so again, I really want, if you just tune in, my name is Patrick Cook, and I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served in the United States Army for over 12 years. Now, I served in Germany. I served in Iraq, of course, Fort Knox, Kentucky, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, Fort Carson, Colorado. I was a cannon fire direction specialist. I was an FDC, what they call a fire direction chief. I was fortunate enough to accelerate to the grade of Sergeant First Class. I led troops. I had over 118 soldiers, several officers I was in charge of. I trained them. I prepared soldiers for combat. And in fact, a lot of them did go to combat. A lot of us did go to combat. We were in the Iraq War. And so I've really, you know, done a lot in that particular area. And then, of course, I have a degree in computer science, where I've been working in web services technology. I've been working in security. I've been in several major programs and made several deliveries. Most notable, the one that I like and had a lot of good fun when I was on the research and development project, which was the Joint Battle Command Bridge. And it was really a fun technology because I was able to work and put two or three technologies together. It was a kind of a futuristic idea at the time, several years ago. And so I was very excited about that technology. And then I shifted into dealing with security. And one of the things I want to do, I want to combine that knowledge of college for undergraduate and graduate degree. I want to combine that with my career experience, you know, dealing with real world problems, dealing with, you know, customers and clients that really had something that was instrumental to their success or vital to them being able to produce, you know, to be able to function. And so now combining those two concepts, you know, college as well as, you know, theoretical as well as practice, you know, college as well as, you know, real world industry type of experience, I now come up with something I think that's going to change the world, basically. You know, in a lot of cases, when people say that or when you hear that, you know, you think it's just some far-fetched idea. But this is not. This is something that's really tangible. Some that you and everybody that's listening to this show can take advantage of. And in fact, if they are using a smartphone, if they're banking online, if they're checking email with their phones, this technology could be valuable to you. And so that's why I want to go out and pursue this. I'm sure that people are trying something similar, but the things I've learned over the years, there's very few people that are in this space. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at the web and you look at email, quite naturally a lot of people are using email, and quite naturally people are using Facebook and Twitter. But if you look at the majority of those people, they're not using the technology in a secure fashion, nor are they trying to secure their communications over Twitter or Facebook or banking online in a secure fashion. And so you must ask yourself, if all of those people, all your friends are online, then wouldn't this be a great, great idea, if a great concept, if people could really do this in a secure fashion, where I could talk to my best friend or my girlfriend or my wife or my cousin or my uncle or my brother or my sister in a way that I won't have to worry about somebody snooping my technology. You know, if I want to, you know, send a friend, you know, $50, right? And I don't have to worry about somebody snooping to get it, because the technology I'm talking about, if it's something that interferes with the message between when I send the message and then they receive it in any fashion, then it could be, in fact, it could be gone. So, again, I really appreciate this opportunity. I look forward to doing this again every week. You have a great night.